Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It is Tony Gwynn's favorite podcast, a.k.a. the Chad and Cheese Podcast. I'm your co-host, Joel Cheeseman.
Hello.
Joined, as always, the doc to my Marty, Chad Soash,
Thank
is
you.
In the house.
Thank you.
And we welcome Sherry Zippo, like the lighter.
Zippo?
To the show. Sherry is a talent acquisition specialist at two of my favorite words put together, a company called Bar Taco.
Wow.
Possibly the funnest place on earth.
No, wait. Do they have the .com? BarTaco.com?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
right.
God. Oh,
Before
my God.
Before we get to you, what is this Bar Taco? I've never heard of it.
Please.
Is it two great tastes that taste great together?
Of course
is
they are.
Is it only in California? Where is it located? Tell us about this Bar Taco.
I have so many great things to say about Bar Taco.
Okay.
Bar Taco is upscale, casual, street food, scratch kitchen, scratch bar.
Yeah.
We throw a party. We sell fun, not tacos. That's our tag. We are up and down the Eastern Coast.
Okay.
We have 30 locations, soon to be 32.
When do you come to Indianapolis? That's all I care about right now.
We're hearing a lot about that at this conference.
Yes, yes.
We do have two in Colorado, so we are a little bit
You're
this way.
There.
But
a little bit
you
too
skipped
far.
Us. You totally skipped. Hey,
totally flyover country
flyover
is what
country.
You said, yes.
We don't deserve a bar or a taco. We only deserve single. So where was it founded? And when was it founded?
2010 in Port Chester, New York. It was an old lobster shack on the water
Okay. Looking
across to Connecticut. And it just took off from there.
It's tacos, I think, New England.
She said it was a party, Joel. This
okay,
is a party.
Sorry.
They
that
love
has
us
tacos.
Up there.
Like an interview with us.
Has the tacos. In a bar.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
I mean, come on. He's slow. He's slow on the uptake.
I'm getting a better sense of what it is. Now, let's get a better sense of who you are. Most
yes.
of our listeners, if not all of them, have no clue who Sherry Zippo is.
Boy.
What makes Sherry tick?
Oh, gosh. Restaurants, hospitality.
Long walks on the beach. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Flip-flops,
okay,
walks on the
go.
Beach,
there
and
go.
Some good cocktails.
Good call.
But no, I love the hospitality business, restaurant industry. I've been in it for a really long time. I'm a new recruiter, so that's a fun fact.
Please tell me Applebee's, Outback Steakhouse, or Chili's is in your past.
P.F. Chang's is in my past.
Close
oh!
enough.
Close
and Tavistock's in my past.
She just raised the roof. Nobody's ever raised the roof with P.F. Chang's.
Well,
that
I got
was
two
very
from
nice. That was good. There you go.
Well,
there you go. That's good.
That.
I love
that.
I work for some great companies.
I
but
love that.
Yeah, I was in operations for a really long time.
Uh-huh.
Retired that hat, and now I am in the recruiting side of things. So what's really great is I get to hire people for the roles that I've done.
Uh-huh.
So I have a good sense of what that means. Create careers for people up and coming and, you know, add value to our company. So
amazing.
It's pretty fun.
So what is the hardest thing for you as a recruiter at Bar Taco? I would assume that getting people to reply to anything that says Bar Taco would be easy. But I could be wrong. So help me out.
No, we're really blessed. We have, you know, good applicant flow. We have a good backing behind us. I mean, people know our name. I mean, we're a beautiful restaurant. We're fun. When you go on the website and you look at a Bar Taco and the videos and all that, that's really what you feel and see when you
Experience.
Walk in our restaurant. Yeah, it translates. So hopefully, I mean, the goal is to talk to us on the phone. And I just get great feedback about people like, when can I sign up? Like they just, it's a buy-in super quick. So I think the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Keep raising the bar, right?
Dealing with these technologies, is that easy?
We're a big tech side. I mean, we use a QR code at the table. Yeah, we don't have servers.
Hello.
Yeah, we're a whole nother.
Hello, speak of my love language.
Oh, boy.
Little QR code action.
So the QR code adds the convenience for the guests, and
yeah.
then we add the hospitality. So
what about for recruiting, though? Is there a hiring QR code, or have you started to use that yet?
I mean, we have them that people can easily apply. They can easily get to our website. Yeah,
okay.
yeah. We have virtual business cards, all that great stuff.
That's just table stakes at this point. Get it?
Sounds
table
like there's
stakes?
Just a flood of people that want to work there, which leads me to my question of, we talk so much about employer brand, giving a brand that's separate from our main brand. And Chad and I kind of go back and forth with, is it better to have just a homogenous brand that translates into people wanting to work there? Or to have a separate brand and then this separate employment thing. It sounds like you guys have really embraced the overall fun Bar Taco brand and that translates into applicant flow. Was that on purpose? Do you ever have discussions about a separate employer brand? Talk about that aspect of your recruiting.
I mean, that's something that's definitely been a hot topic as of late. We're growing and learning. So, you know, in my opinion, what we did, because remember, I'm only a year now, right? So we did 5 openings last year, and that was when I just started. So from then until now, we're light speeds ahead, first of all. I think we get better every day. We keep adding value to the leadership teams that are collaborative, and we all want the same things. We want the best guest experience, but we also want the best employee experience. I personally think that that's a combined thing, and they really can't be separated. And I feel like that's the path we're going. It comes from a very genuine place.
Yeah.
And, you know, A players want to work with A players, like, right? Like, you don't have to be perfect at your craft or your skill, but you got to have drive and compassion.
You got to want it.
Want it. Yeah, like all those things. So for me, I look for people like that to join us to help better us in that. And we could teach you Bar Taco. Easy.
And you get free tacos, which helps
I would
the
like
messaging.
To be taught Bar Taco. That's all I got to say.
I have a shirt that says, if you don't like tacos, I'm nacho friend. So. Oh, I may or may not wear that here and there.
Dad joke
nacho
alert.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So back to the tech question. In all of this, because, I mean, we're talking about scale, because Bar Taco, it's sexy. Don't get me wrong. You're going to get a lot of applicants. How do you scale through those applicants with the technology? Do you? Do you not?
I mean, you manage the flood.
Yeah. How do you do it?
Oh, I think that's something that, I mean, this is a great example of what we're learning, right?
Yeah.
Mid last year, I jumped on a few webinars with different tech companies to see if there were things that we aren't using that we could use that would make our process better, easier, more attractive, all those things. And so we saw a couple here as well. So I think when we go back.
Name names. Who did you see that you liked?
We liked RecruitBot.
Okay.
I think that could be something that could work for us. We've
been hearing their name a lot around here. We have.
You know, we're different too. We're restaurants, hospitality versus looking for nurses. It's not even.
Yeah.
So when you talk about a certain recruiting platform, I don't want to mention total names, but it may not hit the target audience that we're looking for our mass hiring. Right.
What does work for you, if not the targeted solution?
Indeed is a really big hub for us, especially when we're doing new restaurant openings and you're talking about hourly employees. I mean, we just did an event in Charlotte to open our Burkdale location, Jamie and I, and we had over 300 interviews that we interviewed and over a 20% return rate on that for 2 days of hire, an event.
Okay.
So we get a lot from that. But salaried is when you're cultivating who you want on your team and you're building with what's already there and you're poaching from PF Chang's, you know what I mean? Like the places that you respect those places and you're like, well, I want you to work for us.
You know the training, you know the environment, you know if it's going to actually come out, if there are parallels.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like she's saying the Taco Bell training system doesn't sync with the Bar Taco.
Sorry. Maybe Del Taco, maybe Chipotle, but no Taco Bell.
To be honest, like Chipotle or Chick-fil-A or things like that, Starbucks, we've had some really good success stories with managers, which we call service leaders in our industry, coming in as a start because they want to jump over to full service.
Yeah.
And we're willing to teach them and they have all those things we talked about, the non-negotiables that we can't teach.
So it's amazing. So my wife, her background is service, restaurant, general manager, right? The logistics, the management, I mean, everything that you have to do going through that process as a manager or general manager at an organization like Bar Taco, it's a great launch pad for not just staying in the industry, but getting into other leadership positions because there's a lot of leadership that's taught. There's a lot of care and give a shit about your employees because if you don't, guess what? They don't show up the next day.
Yep.
It's much different than most other industries. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, because though I feel like a lot of those individuals get looked down upon and they have skill sets that are far above many even corporates.
Which people?
Like the general managers, the managers of locations who actually have to deal with the people, not just customers, but also obviously employees.
Yeah, well, they're boots on the ground, right? Like we are very, we know that. You know, the RSC, the Restaurant Support Center, some of the best collaborative group of people I've worked with in the industry as far as the support center.
Yeah.
We know that. All of us know that. We work for them.
Yeah.
And we are at their disposal. So we're there to support. So whether that's being available to pick up a phone or do something for them that they need, or it's leadership and development or soft skills that we want to help our leaders grow. I think everybody at Bar Taco in that position is committed to doing that for all of our teams. which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So that's what keeps me going and makes me want to just stay and hit another year and another year because I believe in it, you know?
So you see a career path.
I mean, that's why I joined. I would never have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
We talk a lot on the show about minimum wage. As you are aware, it hasn't increased in many years, over a decade. And food service is struggling with paying servers and staff. Where is Bar Taco's sort of strategy around salary and keeping people? It sounds like it's a great environment. There's training for retention. But talk about the salary piece of keeping people on the job.
As far as the salary positions that we have, you know, we are very competitive and the people, the powers above are very clear in stating where we want to fall into with the percentile of, you know, a like with like. So I think we're on the cutting edge with that. Like, I think we're in a good place. As far as the hourly go, that's the great thing about Bar Taco. The service model allows us. So we don't, like I said, we don't have servers. We don't have hosts. We have a group of support team that we call Dragonflies because that's our logo. I know, isn't that cool?
I like that.
And our management team and your bartenders, those are your front of the house staff. And then you have your typical culinary staff, right? And because it's the QR code, all those gratuities that are being left are split amongst the team that worked, right? So it creates a higher
wage. Are people tipping through QR code?
Yeah.
Talk about that. How long? What was the decision to do that? What kind of engagement do you have?
I don't know. I don't know how much I could actually talk on it since I'm not that new. But like, what do you mean? To use
I think
the QR
that's innovative.
Code?
I mean, we don't hear a lot of food service talking about tipping through QR code. Like, is it a service? Is it a vendor?
Yeah. Well, we use a company called OneDine. That's who we partner with. And so you
makes sense.
You pay the bill and tip. Okay. It's not exclusively tipping. It's paying the bill. Okay. So I got excited for no reason.
I was like, uh-oh.
As usual. Anyway. As usual.
But, you know, these line cooks and prep cooks and team members, you know, are making, you know, sometimes an average of $20 an hour, you know, and that's amazing. And we have a weekly pay and everybody's paid fairly and equally. And it's a team environment. And if you're not a team, then it's not, if you know, you're not willing to do that, then it's not an environment for you. And that's fine. Yeah. And we're going to find the people that want to do that because the more money we make, the more money they make.
So automation is another topic that's hot. And we hear about more restaurants looking to automate. Certainly in my experience.
The little robots you're talking about?
Oh, I don't know if I can answer that.
Kiosk replacing cashier workers.
Flippy, I'm just a little TA girl.
Flippy replacing.
I don't think so.
TA girl.
She doesn't make the robotic.
So no thoughts on automation. Are you?
I don't. I don't know, but I don't think so. We're such a human interact. Like,
well, is it a branding question? So, for example, we had In-N-Out last night, and I can never imagine the culture of In-N-Out being automated. Whereas other restaurants, I could imagine that. Where do you think your brand is in terms of automation? Do you think it'll be something you embrace, or people want the personal touch at the restaurant?
Like, are you asking me if I think we're going to get rid of people? I don't think so. I mean, who would cook
there
that?
It is.
Who would cook that? I mean, again, I don't want to be held accountable for that, but I don't think so. I don't know who's going to cook that amazing
I don't think anybody's going to hold you accountable.
Food,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
She's like, when I sat down, I was told that they would just talk about bars and tacos.
which is
getting rid of all our employees.
Which is my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But what I do think is that we are an innovative company and we are cutting edge and we are leaning on technology. So I think we're going to keep upping the bar.
Right.
But combining it with the human. So if I had a guess.
Beyond Bar Taco, just basic opinion, we've heard automation, AI, blah, blah, blah. It's all over the place, right? Do you think that is just like overrated? Or do you think it's literally truth that some companies they're going to look at trying to cut heads using automation and an AI?
And see, that's what's funny. Like, we don't use the QR code for that. Like, one might think that off the cuff, they might go, oh, they don't have servers because they don't want to pay that. That's not actually why we do it at all. It actually helps our employees.
Yeah.
But I think that, yes, for some concepts, I think that that's the way it has to go, but not for all.
Yeah.
I think it's going to vary. I think it can't be standardized.
Yeah.
Everyone, that is Sherry Zippo from Bar Taco. Sherry, for those that are listening who want to connect with you or get on that list for when Bar Taco is coming to town, where would you send them?
Indianapolis.
You can go to my LinkedIn profile, or should I give an email address?
Whatever you want.
You do you, Sherry. With a name like Zippo, just let it ride.
Or szippo@bartaco.com.
QR codes, bars, tacos, PF Chang's.
I love it.
Speak of my love language, Chad. Another one is in the can. We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? A podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper Jack. Swiss. So many cheeses, and not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.jadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!